Special Envoy to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, does not believe that we in Barbados have a lot to fear from the current slide in the value of the British pound.
Weakness of sterling on the foreign exchange markets has long been a challenge for Barbados. It, of course, makes it more expensive for British tourists to travel to Barbados and spend money here. That said, there are a few caveats to bear in mind. Firstly, many people, when booking their holiday, book several months in advance, and therefore this latest plunge in the value of sterling will not have an impact. They book and pay for it in advance. I wish I could be so organized. The second thing is that our tourism product is an expensive one, and it attracts a tourist who's not the most price sensitive. They're not sort of influenced hugely by a few percentage points here or there. And then the third thing is that our reliance on the British tourism market is not as strong as it used to be historically. There's been a fair amount of diversification, especially an increase in US tourists. There's been more airlift coming out of Europe again, once more. And you would have heard the Prime Minister talking about, at the Africa Caribbean Investment Forum, talking about diversifying tourism towards Africa and getting airlift from Africa and the Gulf states. And so I think all of those are reasons why we will be impacted, but maybe not as much as in the past. It's also important to say that any impact of the decline in sterling, and of course, this is not just about tourists, it's also about British retirees who may be spending time in Barbados. Any impact will be based on whether the pound remains weak. At the moment, we're seeing a very strong reaction to the mini budget in the UK. If the pound stays at these almost record lows, then these impacts will be felt more greatly. But if it rebounds at some point, as is quite possible, then the impact will be much less. The reason why the pound took fright on the foreign exchange markets was because the new UK Prime Minister and Chancellor announced a significant reduction in the higher rate of taxes, and the markets were less worried about the social justice of giving tax giveaways to the rich, but more about the fiscal responsibility of it all. How are they going to afford this? The UK is already borrowing heavily, and now they've got to borrow even more. It's a reminder that every country has to be fiscally responsible, not just ourselves. Now, will lower taxes in the UK be will have an impact on Barbados because they're somehow more competitive? I don't think so, because our income tax rates, our corporate tax rates are all considerably lower than in the UK, even after this tax cut. In the UK, income taxes range from 20% to 40%, even after this tax cut. Whilst in Barbados, ours are around 12% to 28.5%.
Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.